dashing up at scarce a hairbreadth between them. The pair skidded to a halt in a cloud of dust, throwing up a joint salute.
Found them, Lady Craggamom!
Rapscallion tracks, great masses of them!
Leaping down from the rock, the huge badger confronted them, her eyes turning from pink to red as the blood rose behind them.
Where did you see these vermin tracks?
Trembling under the warrior's glare and still breathless, Algador and Reeve continued with their report.
Coming up from the south and east, ma'am.
When we cut their trail, 'twas about 4 days old, but it was rapscallions right enough, travelling north, ma'am.
Craig's mighty paw gripped the axe-pike haft like a steel vice.
Where would be the best place to cut their trail short?
Algador stuck a paw straight out, turned slowly a few degrees to his right, and narrowing both eyes, sighted on a location.
Right there, ma'am. If they're marching due north, the closest place we can cut trail would be between those two hills yonder.
Without waiting for any beast, Craig strode off downhill, headed for the distant spot. Sergeant Clubrush ruffled both the runner's ears.
Well done, you two. Rest here and tell cook to leave your food and drink. Follow us when you feels ready to go again. Lance Corporal, get them up in their paws and form into marching order. Come on, you slack-pawed, famine-faced web-wallopers. Are you going to sit around all day while your good lady commander is off alone and unprotected? Up, two, three, last one in lines on a fizzer!
Clubrush tugged Trowbag's ears as he passed by.
Leave the carrion to the carriers, Trowbags. Bag up with the rest and behave yourself now.
Trowbags hurried along, saluting furiously many times.
Behave yourself, Sarge. Yes, Sarge. Very good, Sarge. Thank you, Sarge.
Clubrush and Elbrig marched at the rear, helping and encouraging any stragglers. The sergeant peered ahead through the column's dust.
I knows I shouldn't be saying this, Corp, but did you see her? She wasn't bothered whether or not she had 1 or 500 in her back. Not Lady Rose Eyes. Straight off she went, gripping that axe-pike like she was strangling it. Eyes blazing red, just longing to be destroying any vermin she catches up with.
Elbrig stooped on the march, retrieving a beaker some recruit had dropped, and continued without breaking step.
Well, you said it, Sarge, though you spoke for me, because I was thinking the same thing. We're led by a beast who's liable to run out of control at any moment. But what can we do?
The drill sergeant blinked against the dust, keeping his eyes straight ahead on the winding downhill path.
Our duty, Corporal, that's what we can do. Obey Lady Rose Eyes' commands and look after those who have to obey us. Best thing we can do is the thing we do best. Turn these recruits into real long patrol hares who can take care of themselves in battle. Teach them discipline and comradeship. I know most of them come out of this mess alive, experienced enough to teach those who'll come after them.
Clubrush raised his voice, bellowing out in true drill sergeant fashion so all could hear him.
Come on, me lucky buckos! Move those doddering footpaws, you're like a load of old mole wives, eh? Picking daisies! Pick up that step now! Shangle wide paired you and the older veterans. Give them the moaning green recruit song, see if these whippersnappers to keep up with the pace!